Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm joined by the Juggernaut, who is WBO interim heavyweight strap. Doesn't look like you had a fight, Joe.
Nah, yeah, I feel pretty fresh, apart from my muscles are aching a lot, but it'll take probably another couple of days to heal up. But yeah, I'm in good spirits for obvious reasons. Got a shiny new belt and had a great fight and a great freaking knockout victory against Joseph Parker. What a tough and game opponent he is, and skillful as well. I have a lot of respect for him, and obviously spoke to him as well today, and he's going to be heading back out to New Zealand and get a suntan and eat some mango, he says. But he also mentioned that he'd like to spar me again as well, so maybe I might head out to Walkham or maybe for the next training camp, mate, before I head back out to Vegas. It'd be quite good to do some rounds with him.
Well, you could charge people for that sparring, because that was certainly...
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah, definitely. That was worth the money that the people paid on box office, and definitely if there was in Manchester and bought a ticket. How do you reflect on it all now? I mean, a lot of people did pick you to either win on points or stop him late, but most people in boxing thought it'd be a barrage of punches and, you know, the referee comes in or Andy Lee pulls him out. But it was that big juggernaut left hook that finished Joseph Parker off. How do you reflect on that shot?
I was very happy when I saw that. I couldn't quite remember, like, when I got back to the training room, which shot I hit him with. And then when I saw the replay, I was like, I was well impressed. Let's see that again. And yeah, I was really happy with my performance when I watched the whole fight back as well. It was some tough moments in there, and I had to really push to get him out of there in the end.
Joseph Parker's had a really good run recently, notably the wins over Chisora, and the consensus was in the boxing world that he's an improving fighter. He's only 30 years old, he's still a young man, and he was improving under Andy Lee. And everyone at ringside actually were really impressed with Joseph Parker on Saturday night. So that speaks volumes about your win and performance, that it wasn't a fading Joseph Parker, someone on the decline. It was actually the best Joseph Parker perhaps we've seen that you knocked out.
Yeah, he's young, he's still fresh, and he's going to definitely come again. It was a great fight. It really pushed me and showed me what it was like at elite level, to fight an elite level fighter. And from here, it will put me in good stead for whoever I take on next.
And the first man to stop Joseph Parker, how does that feel? He's fought Andy Ruiz Jr., former heavyweight world champion, fought Anthony Joshua, former two-time heavyweight world champion, but you're the first man who's knocked him out. How does that feel?
That feels great, man, and what a highlight knockout finish. So, yeah, I'm just over the moon.
Yeah, absolutely. You should be as well. I mean, a lot of support as well inside Manchester Arena for yourself. I feel like the British public are really getting behind you now. I'm sure you felt that over the last couple of days with online, and the fans are really backing you now.
Yeah, I'm happy that I'm where I need to be now, because yeah, it's been a long while Definitely the Dubois victory pushed me up there, but this has pushed me up to the next level, to elite level, and I'm just really happy that this is what I wanted for my career, and I'm finally here. And there's still more to go, more levels, more gears.
With the wins over Brian Jennings, Daniel Dubois, Carlos Takam, Christian Hammer, and now Jose Parker, do you feel like in the current heavyweight standings you have one of the best CVs and resumes?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, even though I've had like fewer fights, they've all been great fights, like the 10 rounder to like my first fight, and then picking it up strategically throughout, picking up the belts on the way, and now I'm at the top of the division, and I can fight anyone. I will fight anyone.
Are you human?
Yeah, I'm human. Last time I checked, anyway.
I'm not so sure, because I've seen you take some massive shots off Carlos Takam, Christian Hammer, who are very good fighters in their own right, but you're taking shots clean off Joseph Parker, and you're not even blinking.
Do you know why that is? Because I'm the juggernaut.
That makes sense. That explains it all. Joe, now your name is being linked with, and rightly so, Alexander Usyk, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua. What have you been thinking of the last couple of days after that Parker win? What have you been thinking, and who you want next?
Well, the obvious choice is Usyk for this strap, WBO strap. There's Fury, who's been like saying he'll fight me. Joshua, Wilder, Dillian White. Yeah, I'll fight anybody, any of the top five.
Let's just quickly go for a more. Tyson Fury, spoke to him straight after the fight. Said he was very impressed with your win. However, you wouldn't land a punch in him. Your reaction to that?
Well, I've hit him in sparring, so I think I'll hit him in the fight.
that's a concrete answer there from yourself. You truly believe you can beat who is considered the number one heavyweight in the world in Tyson Fury? You believe if you fought tomorrow, you could beat him?
Yeah, I think I've got a good chance. I think I'm ready, and yeah, it'd be a great fight. I think he's a great fighter, a great champion, but I'm coming for him.
Okay. Well, there's a situation that could happen where he fights Alexander Usyk in Saudi Arabia early next year for that undisputed title. So the winner of that is going to have to fight you. If one of them retires, the winner, then they vacate and you actually become world champion without fighting again. There's that situation. If it is Alexander Usyk next, you've got Pryor in the amateurs, but this is a different ball game. This is the professional ranks. You believe you can break Alexander Usyk and stop him?
Yeah, I think because when I fought him, I was still pretty much, I had under 10 years fighting experience. I didn't have proper southpaw sparring, but this, if I fight him now in the pros, it's over 12 rounds. He's with smaller gloves. I have more preparation just for him, southpaw sparring. And I think, like, watching him against Joshua, how he did in the second fight, I'll be throwing more punches and, like, making it a lot harder for him. And I know, I've fought him before, so I know what to expect. And with Salas devising the game plan and the techniques to deal with him, then I'll be in a good place and I'll aim to stop him or at least beat him.
Now, you had a box office fight on Saturday. A box office fight truly would be you and Deontay Wilder. I mean, the thought of that is quite frightening on both parts, because I think he arguably may be the biggest single puncher the heavyweight division has ever seen. And arguably, you might have the best chin the heavyweight division has ever seen. So you put them two things together, and the fact that you punch very hard, you can stop people as you've shown on Saturday night. That is truly a box office fight, you and Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, I think they're all box office fighters at this level. Any of the top five can get it. But yeah, I'm going to have a little time off and then come back and challenge whoever.
You and Anthony Joshua had a fair few back and forths over the last couple of months. That is a fight, again, that could materialise you and Anthony. What happens to Anthony Joshua if you fight him?
He gets knocked out, he gets bashed up. Like his last performances haven't really impressed me. I think his second fight against Usyk was better, but that'd be a fight. That'd be an interesting fight, and I'd love to get some revenge.
What did you make of his performance against Joseph Parker compared to yours?
Well, I knocked him out, innit? I got him out there. I've punched him up and got him out there. With all due respect, Parker.
And just the last one, all the praise has been going to you, and rightly so. You're the man getting in there and you deserve full credit. But someone who hasn't actually been talked about much since the fight is Ismael Salas, a long-time trainer of yours and a friend as well. How much credit does he deserve in all this, just before we close off?
Yeah, all the credit, because I started off with him. He, you know, brought me up to a good level, like with techniques-wise, like especially from the amateurs, showed me exactly how to, like plant my feet, how to exactly throw jabs, right hands, left hooks, uppercuts, you name it. But I'm still improving under him, and he gets the best out of me. And he's been in the business like 40 years plus, and you know, I'm in the best place with him, and he kind of will devise the game plan for any of these top guys, and then I'll listen to what he says in the corner as well, like I did on Saturday night, and keep marching on.
Last message to Tyson Fury, Alexander Usyk, Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, the rest of the heavyweight division.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
Joe Joyce, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Really appreciate it. And once again, congratulations on a superb win on the weekend against Jose Parker.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Sports Social Podcast
Network. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.